Flag salute, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. This is a public meeting of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, and that the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, Express Times, Courier News, Hunter Review, and the Star Ledger. Could I have a roll call, please?
Sure. Councilman Strauss, he's absent. Councilman Kachanowski, he's absent. Councilwoman Switlick,
here.
Council President Malay,
here.
Mayor Higgins,
here.
And we have a quorum.
Thank you. So, I'm not sure if we've convened as the mayor and council, but we're going to adjourn to become the Board of Health. And we have one septic repair, and I think the engineer we're used to seeing from time to time is here to talk about it.
Good evening. This is an application for a 6 Round Top Drive in Annandale. The soil tests were done back in February. We had fairly poor soils, but there was some permeability. And the lot is very small, and the homeowner would like to be able to utilize her backyard. So we proposed to put the septic as far in the corner as we could. And the septic meets the code in all respects, except that the toe of the mound, the toe of the mound is not 10 feet from the property line, as instead it's 5 feet. And that's a county code. It's not a state code. So that's the only thing that we're asking for a waiver for. If we met the 10 feet, it would put it even further up the hill. And as you go further up the hill, the mound would have been higher, because as you go higher, then the mound is higher, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. So she wanted to be able to use her backyard a little bit and not have it so, look so bad.
Understand.
So that's why we're asking for
the waiver. So it'd be more of a gradual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we understand if you don't, approve it, but she said to come and try, since it is something we could have met it, but it just is aesthetically and for use, it's so much better to just that 5 feet will make a big difference.
And just to be clear, it's within the limitations set by the state code, but not the county code.
Right. The county has a requirement that wherever the new mound meets the existing ground has to be 10 feet away from a property line.
Have you seen other instances where this has been waived around the county?
Yeah. In fact, if you look at on this plan, lot number 4, they have a huge mound right in their backyard. It's a very small backyard. And it's basically, you walk out the back door, it's a big mound, then it slopes down right to the property line, to the fence.
So it pretty much mirrors what you proposed.
Yeah, but she at least has a little bit more land, so she'll be able to utilize her backyard right out of the back.
So it looks like it's encroaching on, it's closer to that lot line for what? Lot
5?
It's not listed, right?
What's the adjacent lot to the left?
Number 9?
No, on the other side.
The other one's 7?
7.
Yeah, they don't have a new septic yet, but they're going to have a mound too. I mean, everybody in that area usually gets a mound. It's a high water table.
Would theirs be located in a similar location?
Yep.
In their property?
It'd probably be like right in their back, right in that corner also. So you have a mound and a mound and in the back a mound. But
nice.
All right. Really not much you can do.
Well, in a funny way, if they do a septic repair on the other one, you fill in the gap between the mounds and
there you go.
I know.
Vegetable garden.
Well, I mean, to my mind,
maybe we can all get together.
You're locating within proximity a similar use as opposed to it being near a well or a pool or a residence or anything.
Well, I'm fine with it the way it's proposed.
Me too.
Works for me.
Okay.
I will make a motion to grant said waiver.
And I'll second it.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, we are now up to the consent agenda. These, as everybody knows,
close the Board of Health.
Oh, excuse me. We will adjourn as the Board of Health and reconvene as council. I don't think I'm ever going to get all this stuff straight. Okay. Anyway, we're up to the consent agenda. There's three items on there. It's first item is a dedicating by rider a reserve for the Uniform Construction Code penalty monies. An authorization to renew the township's membership with the Sourcewell Cooperative. It's a name change. And authorization to cancel taxes on Block 46, Lot 49. Any discussion or concerns?
None by me.
No.
Well, I'll make the motion this time, then.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Okay, we're up to public comment. Are there any members of the public here to make any comments? Okay. All right. We'll move on then to reports. Amy.
Okay.
Mayor, you're going to have the second one, right? Because
yeah.
We're waiting for somebody to come, so we'll wait.
Okay.
Okay. I talked to Mark briefly. He wanted to say the next Clinton Township Board of Ed meeting is Monday the 25th, and that environmental met March 7th, and he'll update you guys next meeting. We also had a quick chat about the subject you brought up about marijuana opting out and whatnot, and as you probably saw last meeting, he's very passionate about it, and I also support him. You had sent some documentation over, but it was just an hour ago. So it's more like he wants to be proactive, not reactive. And when I came over here, I did mention I was going to, let's see, Brick becomes latest municipality to ban sale of recreational marijuana. The Township Council has unanimously voted to ban recreational marijuana in the town, blah, blah, blah. So this is something to be interested in. I plan on supporting him. So anything you want to talk about?
I do understand that any... Or in the current draft of the bill, any ordinances passed to go one way or the other are declared
right.
null and
right.
void. So you have
correct.
To start all over again anyway. So
okay.
I think we'll wait till then.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, what you guys could be doing in the meantime, also it's still unclear that the bill's going to pass.
Right.
So why did they vote unanimously? To
I think they're trying to send a message.
Yeah, I think, and that's about all it's doing is sending a message. It has no real legal consequence. I mean, certainly in terms of being proactive, you guys could start thinking about, okay, if the bill in its current form passes, what would we want to see, not want to see happen?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, then we can at least have some substantive provisions ready to go when it's time for an ordinance.
I could be wrong, but I think we're all pretty much on the same page, and we're not really that in favor of it. So I think it's just a matter of timing, and is it worth although minimal spending funds now, and we might have to do it again later.
Well, could that be something that we could copy pretty much and just make some alterations to it? Like what?
I wouldn't.
I'm just inquiring.
I wouldn't, because the legislation, you know, it's 154 pages long. There's a lot of nuances to it.
Yeah.
There's local taxes that can be collected.
Mm-hmm.
There's four different types of permits. So are you banning cultivation, wholesaling, retail, manufacturing,
so, yeah,
and packaging and processing?
Our, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's complex.
All right. Yep. Well, promise I'd bring it up. And
well, I think
just
we should still
reading.
Keep looking into it and keep abreast.
Yeah.
I know you attended a session today.
Yeah, and I would be happy to send you guys the materials because there were a
I know
lot
you
of
sent something over. I just didn't get a chance
that
to.
That was just an update from the league,
okay.
basically,
okay.
you know, that there is agreement. They had what they had was the most recent numbers now on the tax, because that's been one of the things that's
I've read about
in the subject of
yeah.
negotiation. But I went to I attended a symposium today, and Senator O'Scanlan, who is the sponsor of the medical marijuana bill, is not in favor of the adult use marijuana bill, but he was the keynote speaker, and you know he said, and pretty much all the other speakers said, and the league has said that Sweeney still doesn't have the votes to pass it.
Would it maybe then make sense, which wouldn't be very expensive, I don't think, nor time-consuming, to do a resolution expressing disapproval of said bill and have it disseminated to
I think
the legislature?
Mark would probably like it.
Yeah, I think you could certainly do that.
It would make the same point without having to go through a cumbersome ordinance process that doesn't really do much at the end of the day.
So I'm trying to think if you're going to have a meeting between now and when. Right now, everyone's expecting that these bills are going to get voted on March 25th. And so,
yeah, right.
Well, yes.
You never know.
But you never know.
You never know.
And so, I mean, Sweeney's determined to have them come up for a vote on the 25th. Okay. Whether they pass or not is a different matter. So I don't know that you're going to have a meeting between now and then. So I'm trying to think, do you want to maybe just do a motion? You could do a motion tonight, authorizing the mayor to write into the legislature expressing the council's disapproval of the recreational marijuana bill.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, that way we don't have a resolution in front of you, but if you could at least authorize the mayor to write on your behalf.
Sure.
Yeah.
You want to?
Okay. How do I propose?
Just make a motion.
Make a motion to for John to speak on behalf of the council in regards to legalization of marijuana.
Well, no, it would just be to send in a letter expressing your opposition.
You're going to send in a letter on our behalf. Okay.
Opposition to
recreation. You are able to articulate, I'm sure, with assistance from whatever legal materials.
Yeah. Friends, yeah.
So keep it down and dirty. I'll second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those who are abstaining. Oh, I forgot to say aye.
Okay. Now my report. Historic met last Wednesday. We were thinking of maybe doing a booth, community day, having some handouts. We need to update the flyer that we're going to hand out, maybe some poster boards of our historic buildings and whatnot. So I have to talk to Tom about that, about like the details and when we can set up. They're also going to be doing a presentation. I think I mentioned it to you, to council. They have like a little draft, so they're going to probably come April, just to give us an idea of, you know, what historic's up to, what they plan on doing. They are trying to do an article in the Clinton Township newsletter. The first one's going to be like an intro, say, hey, we're going to be doing this every month. They forgot, they didn't make the deadline, which was March 10th, I think, for the April newsletter. So they're going to try to do the April deadline for the May newsletter. So they're just going to, you know, do what they had done in the past, but they're going to make like an intro. And of course, they wanted to ask about the vacant building stuff. That's what they ask every month. And I did mention that Concord. I think did they go to court last Wednesday or?
They didn't show up.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll report that back to them. And that's with historic. Okay, North and Voorhees Board of Ed meets next Tuesday, and I think everybody has heard about the March 17th thing at Windy Acres. Jesse did a really nice press release, so I think everyone probably got that. Clinton Rescue Squad and Hunterdon County Technical Rescue are going to be, I think it's like 9 to 3. Are they going to be out till 3?
9 to 3.
And we're going to have some drone over there as well. We're going to get there, Jesse and I, a little earlier to get an idea of where the trails are, where we can maybe improve the way it's laid out, maybe add some more, and also other portions of the property. We're going to get some nice footage of that. So it's exciting to go on. So I hope everybody can come. Let's see. Oh, and I wanted to thank Jay for helping with the cleaning up the driveway over there. It's really appreciated. And I think that is it for me.
All right. I had sewer authority last week, which I was unable to attend due to work obligations. However, I understand there are a couple of gentlemen in the audience who made an appearance and made a capacity request. I have to get some more details still and speak to the chair, and I'll report back out more next week, or next meeting, rather. Rec committee met this week, and summer rec plans are continuing apace. So far, so good. However, rec fees are going to be raised from $240 to $275 per child for summer rec due to the wonderful new minimum wage law that we have on the books. So, and that's going to have an impact year after year, and it will probably continue to drive up the cost. So, yeah, $240 to $275. Rec basketball, and I think some of this was mentioned in the report that Tom distributed, but they did discuss that he's trying to bring in our rec director the program that we currently have for third through eighth grade currently is being sent down to Flemington. And they're wanting to bring it in-house. They think it'll run a little better. It will give more opportunity for the kids to actually get some training and experience and tutorial as opposed to just go and play in some games and have more of a clinic experience here. So he's working on trying to formulate that. Hopefully that does come together pretty well. They do it with the first and second grade, and it's going to work, and it's been working very well. The high school program is probably going to have some nights now moved to Mondays at the high school. So I think that'll be a nice added benefit, give them some flexibility. We're still in discussions for capital improvements. I know Jess on the finance committee, we discussed some of that yesterday. But REC has been for many years looking to do basketball court, tennis courts over where some of the basketball courts are at Bunt. And the hope is to maybe at least get started on that this year. Maybe not all the way, but we'd like to have two tennis courts up and running in the end of next year, I would think.
That'd be
maybe
really nice.
Maybe next summer. Not this coming summer, but 2020.
Really nice.
And Community Day is April 27th. Mark your calendars if you hadn't already. I know I mentioned it last time. They're going to have some faux axe throwing, which is a new addition.
Really?
Not real axe throwing, because that's a thing too. But
maybe it's really the Johnny Carson one.
Yes.
And they're going to bring back the laser tag course, which has been there in years past. I don't think it was there last year. And they'll have some new inflatables, hopefully. They also will have a couple of ball games going in the field.
They definitely will have.
They'll have a couple. Skylands Conference will have a couple games. Not the high school, but it's a step in the right direction because that event does go off a lot better when there are
absolutely
games going and people coming in and out. It does help. Although they had a very good year last year. And then, I don't know, Jess, you probably will touch on some of the finance committee stuff, but we had a nice finance committee meeting yesterday. I think we'll be ready to introduce the budget next meeting with adoption. Nope, never.
Has to do with quorum issues.
Yeah.
We're working on it.
Okay.
The budget's done.
We're ready to adopt it.
Yeah, we're ready. We're ready when we can get a quorum.
I was not aware of the new news. Yeah. But, we're going to cap again with our tax increase and have been as frugal as we can. We've made some cuts and we'll continue to carry on. I'm done.
Oh, okay. Oh, excuse me, I got a tickle in my nose.
Planning board was fairly quiet. AT&T, oh, pardon me. AT&T has some antennas by George's Plumbing on Route 31 South. Somebody else vacated, probably the guys that are doing the antenna, the new tower over by Petticoat. So they're moving up 10 feet, and instead of having three sectors, they're moving to a four-sector kind of an array. I probably shouldn't say this, but there's an AT&T executive that lives out west who gets terrible reception. So one of the principal benefits of such a thing is we may get better, the rest of us. I've got my fingers crossed as an AT&T subscriber. And really, that was about it. I would note that I've appointed John Lazarus. He's back now that he's a homeowner in the township, and he'll be appointed to, or sworn in at the next planning board meeting to a planning board class 4 seat, seat 4, and it's a partial term which expires on 12/31/22. And I see Grizzly Adams is in the back of the audience. So, I'll get back. And that's really it for me.
Let's see. When the acres we talked about, we've done the cleanup. It's pretty much done. I'm going out there tomorrow with Jay to check. We're going to designate a parking area for visitors who show up on Sunday. And I'm going to meet Bucky Buchanan from the rescue squad there with Jay to make sure we all know what's going on at what time. The road, the bridge approach has been improved so that their big trucks can get over it. The driveway, I don't know how far you are, going up the slope that was washed out has been stoned so that we can get vehicles in and out of there. That's all coming together. We talked about the drone. We'll get there and we want to drone the existing trails, propose new trails, and then he's going to do some standoff of the exercise. So that will be available for the webpage.
That'd be really nice.
So that's a good thing. We did meet with Lori and I met with Tom and Brian for the budget. It's ready. You said, we get the quorum together and we'll get that done. And we did find out today our aid is flat. So we're kind of waiting on that. So that's good. From the state, I mean. contract for the FOP, SFOP. Our Labor Council still has it to review, and then we should be getting that done soon. I'm still waiting on the economic development thing to hand that out until we get the clearance from the county and everybody. But that's a good plan we have. Economic development for the township in conjunction with the county's plan, I think, will be really good. And I've already had inquiries, so somebody's leaking something. But, I think that'll be good for the township. And again, back to the exercise. If you want to stop in, we'll have a designated sitting area and parking area, because you can't get up into the actual houses. And then once that's done, we will be awarding the contract for the demolition of all the structures and filling in the swimming pool in April.
I think we're going to leave the stone house or the brick house up for a bit.
Yeah.
Hope we can
figure out what to do with it.
For it. Yeah.
We'll have a capital presentation with Jay. I'll come in again, talk about roads, how we plan to handle it. You know, we're not borrowing any more money, so how are we going to do some roads and patch some? I think that'll be a good thing. And the cell tower out back here should happen any day now. I keep saying that. But I think they've got the plans approved downstairs,
So they pulled permits and all.
And so the permits are ready to go. We're just waiting on them.
Yeah, they have the pre-con meeting, actually. So
it's all good stuff.
And checking the mail. Is it
right? Well, we got another voucher for Wendy, reimbursement from Green Acres, another $500,000 on the way. So we're moving ahead.
Step by step.
Two more checks to go. We'll be there. So.
We ended with an increased surplus over the year before.
Yeah.
Last year. So we're heading in the right direction, but we really need to build those reserves back up, which is what we're
doing. Finally, Denise and I finally got all the paperwork straight. Not that we didn't have it straight to begin with. I'm just telling you, it's been a process, and that money is in the bank, most of it, and more is coming. So we'll be in good shape in a few months.
Yeah. Good. Better shape.
Much better shape.
Sir, I don't have anything to report. You have my reports on the summonses and the UCR reports, and if anybody has any questions, I'll answer it, but otherwise, nothing.
Good quiet evening.
Nice. Okay. Good job.
Thank you.
All right, so we are now up to resolutions. The first one, and Jesse, I'm sure, can talk as much as I can, more than I can, about this, is rejecting a bid for contract 1-18, Stanton Mountain Road Improvements Phase 2. They were lower than last year and pretty close together, but still above what we want.
Significantly over our estimate.
Yeah.
So Jay and I will talk about this when he comes in. We're going to go out and relook the project to see what we can whittle down. We do have the grant that's still available that we can use toward the road, but I think we can lock quite a bit off the top to get the job done in 2020. So we have until February 20th to award.
Yeah.
So no big deal, but, we've got some work to do on our side. If we can do a lot of it in-house, we'll save money on the bid.
Yeah, we don't want to skimp on the drainage on that with the slope involved. So.
We want to make sure we award it next January or so.
Right.
No later than.
And the drainage on that half of the project is actually better than the other half.
Oh, we got the
so I think
really
we can handle that
done.
And just,
Yeah. Agreed. Any more discussion?
No, we need to manage our resources as wisely as possible. We have a lot of roads that we need clearly to have work done on. And
got a good point.
To the extent we can extend those dollars as far as we can, the better. We'll get there. So I'm good.
I'm fine.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Millay?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Last resolution is authorizing the hire of Lisa Saharic as a full-time violations clerk in the Clinton Township Municipal Court. And
fills a vacancy, right?
Correct. Fills a vacancy. She's finishing up her training. She had some, but she'll be a certified court violations clerk here shortly. She's doing a good job. I mean, we started her part-time, and we're happy. So
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Millay?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Thank you. And lest we not forget to pay the bills.
Oh, I saw vouchers.
Oh, thank God. You too.
I'll move to pay the bills.
Second.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Millay?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. All
know, it's not nice to laugh when you're spending that kind of money. Anyway.
It's not as much as it has been in the past.
This is true. We're missing one big payment here. Okay. Now we're up to the second.
Wait, just to be for the record, we're not missing any payments. We just
don't. No, it's yeah. We don't have a large school payment due this month or this session. You know, you guys are getting very persnickety, which is a good thing. Okay, we're up to the second public comment period. Y'all better make some comments, or we're going to move on.
Step up or from
step up?
Yep.
Well, you want to get close to the mic anyway.
Sure. Hi, my name is Walter Wilson, resident on Heather Hill Way. I'm here. We thought we were waiting for somebody else, but he's not going to make it. With John Kerwin and myself, two of the three partners on Kerwin Savage Partnership, which are the contract purchasers of property commonly known as 108 Fulton Place. Mary Taylor is the current owner. She was going to come tonight, but she had a long day at the shop, so she didn't. We did appear at the Sewage Authority after sending a letter last month to them requesting sewer capacity for the inclusionary development that's part of the Fair Share plan and housing element. And the administrator advised us that there was no capacity. We said we could come to the meeting just to confirm that, so we have it officially as an answer. We had made a request to the town of Clinton, to the owner of the sewer plant, and they said they that we should have that we should go talk to the authority or the township to determine who was going to who would make a request to them. So we're here now to say, how would you like us to proceed? Will you make the request for us and we'll submit all of the information to you, or
unless I've misread the agreement, it's up to you all to
I don't know the exact language, with the assistance and cooperation of the township. We're happy to do it,
yeah.
But the town wants something from you to say that you're authorizing us to do that.
But I would suggest you first talk with John Drill, because your development is last in line. We've secured all the sewerage we need for the 100% municipally sponsored projects. However, there is an intervening project that is a higher priority, which is, of course, the 400-unit one up above the Annandale train station.
Lovely.
So,
but they have they're supposed to build their own plant.
We need something to say that's final. So, at least in my opinion, but if you know, our land use attorney is fine with without that assurance from them, it's okay with me personally. But I think you should check to see if we need any waiver, any quit claim, whatever you want to call it, from the other party.
Okay. Yeah, we understand from the authority that they had allocated capacity to the township, I guess, for the two 100% affordable
Correct.
Projects.
They allocated all that they had, and then we purchased the remainder. And there still obviously is capacity for sale. It's just not free.
Well, yeah, that's debatable, I guess, but not a debate we look to get in the middle of.
Right.
But there's, in our view, there's 800,000 gallons of capacity in the plant itself. So we'd rather proceed directly with them in that regard, based just on the DEP flows. So you would suggest contact Mr. Grill and
work out the best arrangement to effectively bypass, you know, the Headley Farm development.
I'm sorry?
To effectively bypass the precedence that Headley Farm enjoys.
Okay, yeah, I'm not sure that we read it that way, but that's fine. We're happy to talk to Mr. Drill and see what he would like us to do in order to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, from our standpoint, all the town wants is just an authorization from whoever in the town. Would that authorization ultimately come from you?
I think we, like you, I can't remember the specific phraseology, but the essence of it is, we're not going to get in the way. We don't have an affirmative obligation to, you know, apply and do all that sort of thing. So we could certainly provide some sort of a assurance that this development's in our plan. And,
We've given them that.
Yeah.
And we gave them a copy of the order, and they just said no. And I think they'd adopted a policy a few years ago in the town that they would not do private contracts with anybody anymore, and that they would only deal with the municipality that originated it. So that seems to be the origin of the reference. Mm-hmm. To come to see either you or the authority. So start about the authority.
I rely on the advice and counsel of the good Mr. Drill. I think we do as a township. And so I'd work out with him, you know, what the proper action is on the part of the township.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks very much.
Sure.
And Mr. Savage was going to be here. He had another meeting in Somerset County. He said he was going to be leaving in a little while. I said, don't bother. So.
Yeah, this is a relatively short night for us.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Any other members of the public? Okay. Well, eyes left.
Oh, I move to adjourn.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Ooh-wee. It's my job.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Say aye.
Aye.